We are on Daf Chaf Amud Aleph, and we just answered the question: why don't we say Esed Doicha Lois Esed, that by Chayv Elavin you should be able to do Yibum? And the Gemara answered: we have a pasuk that says Va'olso Yevimta Hashara. The word Yevimta is extra. Could have said Va'olso Hashara. We know who we're talking about. The pasuk started in Va'yachbet Ish Lakachas Es Yevimta, and it says Va'olso Yevimta Hashara. The word Yevimta is extra. To tell me that some ladies get chalitza and are not allowed yibum. Who would that be? So we say chayv elavim. So the Gemara says maybe it means chayv ekrisus also. The whole perik, the whole mesech that we've been saying, the chayv ekrisus have no mitzvah chalitza. Because kol she'ein oilel yibum, ein oilel chalitza. One who's not eligible for yibum is not eligible for chalitza. Here you have a pasuk that says it's not true. So maybe every chayv chalitza should get chalitza. So the Gemara answered, we have a pasuk that says Vayachbet Ish Lakachas Es Yevimta, at the beginning of that very pasuk, that says the chalitza is if you don't want to do yibum, but you were able to do yibum. So we have two contradicting sukkim. One pasuk seems to say chalitza and yibum are interdependent. No ability of yibum, no mitzvah of chalitza. And one says Adarabba, there's women that only are eligible for chalitza and not for yibum. So because of that, we're stuck. So we put one for Chayv Ekrisus and one for Chayv Elavim. Frank the Gemara, and we're up to the last line. The last two words on page Chaf Amud Aleph. Umaros. Who gave you the right to decide? How did you know to say that by Chayv Ekrisus we say, Kol She'ein Oilel Yibum Ein Oilel Chalitza? And by Chayv Elavim, and by Chayv Asay, we say, yes, Chalitza, even though no Yibum. And for the Gemara, Mistabra, it's logical. Chayv Elavin talks to the Kedushin. Chayv Elavin, Kedushin is typhus. So really, the bond to Yibum is stronger. So there, it makes sense to say that their Torah did not absolve from Chalitza. Whereas, Chayv Elavin, right? By saying Chayv Ekrisus, there's no Kedushin would work. To say that the person should have a strong enough bond to have chalitza, that we don't say. Meaning, basically, in one place the Torah makes him interdependent, in one place the Torah doesn't. So we say, the stronger the bond, so to speak, the more chance it is that the Torah wants chalitza without yibum. The weaker the bond, it makes sense to say that there is not enough bond to require chalitza. So, Chayv Elavin, right, if he would violate it and do yibum, theoretically, he would be kind of her, because Kedushin can be typhus. So it makes sense to say, even though the Torah says no Yibum, because the Torah says this woman is only eligible for Chalitza, but it makes sense that there would be a requirement for Chalitza, because the bond is a stronger bond. Because theoretically, had he done Yibum, would work. Came along the Torah and says, no Yibum, but yes, Chalitza, because there's a strong bond. Whereas by Chayv Ekrisus, where the bond is so weakened, because it's not a woman that's eligible for Kedushin, it makes sense to say, since there's no Yibum, because she's not eligible for Kedushin, there's no Chalitza, let me do Rashi. The Rashi is on the Amud Aleph. Dr. Rashi, Tavsi Bakedushin, Hilkach Karinim Be Lekachas B'Di'Evan, even though the Torah doesn't want you to do Yibum, but the bottom line is, it would work, theoretically, not practically, because the Torah took away the mitzvah of Yibum. So again, we're not doing Yibum here, because the Torah said the word Yevimtai, that this woman is only eligible for Chalitza, not for Yibum. And Yibum would not work. It would not work. The Torah said, this woman should not get Yibum, only Chalitza. That means Yibum would not work. But if we, before we have this Gzeres HaKatav, who is the woman with the stronger bond? Chayv Elavin or Chayv Ekrisus? Chayv Elavin. So therefore, when we have two psukim, one that says no chalitza because there's no yibum, and one that says yes chalitza even though there's no yibum, it makes sense to say that the interdependence is when the zika is a weaker zika, and the non-interdependence is when the zika is a stronger zika. Yes, Corey?
It's a bit of a circular argument, because every chayav lavin, once there's no yibum, is a chayav krisus.
Again, before we have the psukim, before the Torah wrote, there's no Yibum, which is the one that we would say has a stronger Zika?
understand.
So it's not circular because we're looking at it before the pasuk. So we say this pasuk is going on A, and this pasuk is going on B. Once the Torah took away the mitzvah of Yibum, you're 100% right, it becomes a chayv krisus. But it's a result of the Torah taking away the mitzvah of Yibum. It's not it's inherent in its metzias, in its essence.
This
yes?
If you have two things, you go after the smaller one.
Why is it smaller?
Because one's kares, one's a lot.
Why should that affect the chalitza? Why again? Why should that affect the mitzvah of chalitza? We're not doing yibum now. We're doing chalitza.
One is going.
Why should that affect chalitza? You're not answering my question. He's not living with her. It's an obligation to give chalitza. I'm sorry. Why should tfasta meruba affect?
Because maybe there's a bond. It's only
because there's a stronger bond. Why is there a stronger bond? Because even though it's a lav, if he, quote-unquote, without the pasuk would have done yibum, he would have been kind to her. She is eligible for marriage. She's not legally eligible for marriage, but marriage would be valid in her. So that's the chiddush of the pasuk of Alsi of them to Hashara. And even though logically we would say she should get Yibum, comes along the pasuk and says she's only eligible for Chalitza. Now, I must speak out because this is necessary. Now really the Gemara could have said maybe the pasuk is only talking about when there's a lav and an asay, like Amana L'Kayin Gadol, where you can't do Yibum because Esther wouldn't be daicha that. Then she's eligible, she needs Chalitza. But maybe a regular chayv lavan should even get yibum. But at this point, the Gemara thinks that they're all lumped together. All the kinds of prohibitions that kedushin would be typhus go under one pasuk, and all the types of prohibitions that kedushin would not be typhus go under the other pasuk. That's what the Gemara is thinking at this point. So therefore, we're saying the pasuk that says no yibum by chayv lavan or by chayv asay, or by the joint chayv lavan and asay. No mitzvah of yibum, but yes, mitzvah chalitza. Because they're all the same level that kedushin would be typhus. So the bond is stronger. And chayv krisus, where the kedushin wouldn't be typhus, that's where we use the other pasuk, that they're interdependent. Zakti Gemara. But at the end of the day, at this point, if the guy would do yibum, it wouldn't work. The Torah took away the mitzvah of yibum from him. The Torah said, "Va'alsi yivim tashara only chalitza." Once the pasuk wrote it, yibum doesn't work. In fact, the Gemara massive Rava. So Rava asked the question on this answer. The Mishnah, the Brisa says, "Isser mitzvah the isser kedusha." If you have a rabbinic isser or a lav, bala, if he lives with her, I chalitza nifter itzarasa. If he lives with her or does chalitza, her tzara is free. Okay, so chalitza we understand. Do chalitza to one of the women, the other woman is free. But the Brisa says, if he lives with the Isser Mitzvah Isser Kedusha, he violates it, he goes and does Yibum, it worked. Her tzara is free. If Yibum doesn't work biblically, if you're telling me that the Pasuk Yevimtai says that there's no Mitzvah of Yibum, so when he lives with her, he didn't do Yibum, so why is the tzara free? She needs chalitza. Again, Reuven died, left over two women. One was a chayvi lavin to Shimon, she was a mamzeres, and one is a regular woman. So the Brisa says, Reuven should do chalitza to one of them. He went and did yibum to the chayvi lavin. And we just brought a pasuk that this woman is not eligible for yibum. So why does it work? It says here that tzara is free. Why is she free? There was no yibum done. The Torah made no mitzvah of yibum. If anything, Reuven is Ivrachi of Chorus. So, in fact, the Gemara of Esau Kedai to Chayv Elav Midaraisa the Chavitza Rabin, the Yibum Loi Ramya. If you're going to tell that Chayv Elav and biblically only go for Chalitza, not for Yibum, Kibola, my Nifter Tzarasa. So, why is she Nifter Tzarasa? Zok to Gemara, you're right. You're 100% right. who might have lava whom a farakla. Rabbi asked the question and then Rabbi answered it. The dudding tani. The cases in the Brisa are going on different parts. Boaz Isra Mitzvah, the case that he did Yibum, is talking about in a case when it's rabbinic, when there's no pasuk banning Yibum. So then if he does Yibum at work, Kalutzla is that Isra Kedusha. You're 100% right. By Chai Ve'lavin, if he did Yibum, it wouldn't work. There's no mitzvah of Yibum. But by Derebanan, by Isra Mitzvah, he shouldn't do Yibum, but if he does, it works. So when the Brisa said, if he lives with her, or does Chalitza, living with her is only on one of the two cases. It's on Isra Mitzvah. It's on the rabbinic ones. On the biblical ones, the only way to get rid of her tzara is to give one of the two chalitza. There is no mitzvah of Yibum. Again, this is the Gemara's thinking at this point, that biblically, there's no mitzvah of Yibum by Chai V'lav. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, the Zazing Tani, top Rashi. Bo'ala koya isra mitzvah dayinu shniyas midivrei seifrim, which is the secondary arayas, which is rabbinic. The midiraisa chazilei, biblically she's fit to him, the kamei ramya, and she falls to him. Therefore, if he lived with her, he did Yibum. Cholat Kai is the Kedusha, the Ramya Chalitza. She only had the mitzvah of Chalitza. Huka Chalitza, the Pateres Tzarasa. So the Chalitza, Pat is the Tzara. Okay? So we're going to try again. Again, we're still operating under the Teretz that the Torah took away the mitzvah Yibum from Chai V'Lavin. There is no mitzvah Yibum, there is a mitzvah of Chalitza. We move on.
Is it proper to say that Yibum does exist, but the Torah doesn't want you to do it?
Oh, the Torah doesn't write l'chatchilas. If the Torah says she's only eligible for chalitza, that means the Torah removed the mitzvah of Yibum. The Torah doesn't recommend.
So what is the
recommendations are for Rabbanan.
So
the Torah writes law.
Bar Leha is a Yibum.
Correct. And that's the problem. There's no mitzvah of Yibum. That was the question. If you learn the answer we gave, is that the Torah removed the mitzvah of Yibum. So why does Baal work?
Okay. Okay, thank you.
I'm sorry, Dr. Ezra, the question. Because the Xeris HaKasav of also Yivem Toy Hashara. That there's a certain Yivama that only can do Chalitza, not Yibum. You're right. We have a rule that said no Yibum, no Chalitza. That was we learned out of a Pasuk. But we have another Pasuk that said yes Chalitza, even though no Yibum. So we had a contradictory psukim.
Why can't we apply it to what they do to Gemara? What was it? How do you slug that up? Give an answer.
Since we have two psukim, one is talking about when the Zika is very weak,
right.
And one is talking about Zika is stronger.
So you think you slug that up or not?
We asked the question, now we're giving an answer. The question was that the Brisa said that Yibum did work, even though it's Chai V'Lavin, and we just said there's no mitzvah. And the answer is that part of Yibum working wasn't going on Lavin, it was going on rabbinic Yisurim.
Maybe they should go on the lady that can't have children.
No, they're entire Rodash Katayla, it's Xeris Akasav.
Maybe she still needs to leave.
No, but again, you can't do that. Because Ashatayla is written at the beginning of the Pasuk. And it says a woman that can't have children is not in the whole parsha. Then later on, at the end of the parsha, it says the word Yevimtai extra.
Dr. Harrison, right now, Chai V'Lavin, yes, Chalitza or not?
Yes, Chalitza, no Yibum.
Should we take it out?
There is no mitzvah of Yibum.
So it comes out, according to this, it goes back to Ashes Ach, and he would get Kari's.
Correct.
Which means there is no
Kari of Again, it's a result. You asked me this question 10 minutes ago. It's a result. Before we paskin if she's an Ashes Ach, we have to see what the Torah wants. Post the Torah warning, we can decide whether she's an Ashes Ach. But first we have to see what the Torah wants.
Yeah.
You're...
As soon as you say there's a lady out there that police apply to and Yibum doesn't apply to, if the only two categories you're considering are Chai Lav and Chai Krisis, they become one category.
Again, that's a result. Before we decide that, is this woman with a strong bond or not a strong bond? So the Torah said, because she has a strong bond, we will leave the mitzvah of chalitza and take away the mitzvah of yibum.
Right.
Once we took away the mitzvah of yibum, she's an eishes ach that has karis, if you do yibum. But because she had a strong bond, she has a mitzvah of chalitza.
I'm just saying, but now after the fact that that's been...
But she's only an eishes ach vis-a-vis yibum, because the Torah didn't want to touch, said no yibum. She's not an eishes ach in essence.
Comes up now, essay
type of
right?
Exeret HaKasa.
Okay, very good. So when the Gemara said over there after Smuchin, the Gemara said, oh, what do you mean? We have a case of Gomer Mineh.
You know what the problem is? We haven't finished this Gemara. At the end of this Gemara, if you want to ask a contradiction in Sugyas, I'll be willing to listen. But we haven't finished this Gemara yet. We're working through a Sugya. At this point, you would have a great contradiction. At this point, we're not finished. Matzav Rava. So Rava asked another question. Tzuadaka Krushavcha. These are people that through the human, through an act that happened to them, lost the ability to have children. One, Tzuadaka, affected the testicles. And Krushavcha affected the male organ. And because of that, they lost the ability to procreate. So now, the answer is they're not allowed to marry a Jewish girl. The halacha is, they're not allowed to marry a Jewish girl. The third case is, Sris Adam. Sris Adam is if a person lost the ability through human, through an act of a human, again, lost the ability to procreate. I don't know what happened to him separately than either his testicles or his male organ being affected, but that's a Sris Adam. Does he say anything down there what a Sris Adam would have happened to?
Through an act of
man. What did he say?
Sars by an act of man.
By an act of man. Because the halacha is, if a person is a Sars by an act of heaven, then he's not usher to marry a girl. It's all the Isser Lav of a Jew. That a Ptuadaka, a Krushavcha, or a Sris Adam to marry is limited to a Sris Adam. But a Sris Chama, that's the other word in the Gemara later on, a person who's a Saris through natural act, not through him doing anything or any act physically happening to him, but something happened internally, naturally, is not usher to marry. That's Dalok. But these people are alive. Or Hazakein, who's not a lav. An old man, he has no ability to have children. So the halacha is, I chaltzen, I miyabmen. Now, this can't mean true, this can't be true. Because a chayvi lav is not allowed to do yibum. It means he can either, his chalitza works, or his yibum works. That's how this is translated. It's difficult to say, Rashi says, that we're telling him he's allowed to do Yibum. Because our Mishnah said, Chai V'Lavin, don't do Yibum. So it must mean, if he did Yibum, it works. That's how Rashi translates the word, Ay Miyabman. I know it's difficult in the words, Ay Miyabman, but that's how Rashi translates it. Let's take a look at Rashi. The Gemara in the 8th Perek will explain exactly what happened to the man. A man made him a saris. If it wasn't a disease, the avi b'lav in its alav, the b'chlal p'tzuadak and krushavcha, who was included in the lav of p'tzuadak and krushavcha, the asa lisa yisraelis, the chsiv v'yav p'tzuadak, oy miyadmin, the trashi lav l'chatchila kamar. It can't mean l'chatchila. Eli Yibubam Yibum. If he does it, it works. Shimbalu Kanaka Diktani Vazu, like the Brisa will explain. She's his wife. Every Chayv Lavan. It's illegal, but valid. We're not going like Rabbi Akiva now. This is illegal, but it is valid. Keita. And the Brisa explains. Meitzu. If this Suadaka Khrushchevka was married to a lady and they died, the Lahem Nashim, and they left over wives, that's how the Bach adds. The Lahem, I mean, he changes the order. The Lahem Achim, and they also left over brothers. So now, there's a total mitzvah of Yibum. Their brother is not a Tzuladaka. Right? So Reuben was married to a woman, and Reuben is a Tzuladaka. And then Reuben died. Shimon is not a Tzuladaka. Shimon is, can do Yibum, can do Chalitza, can do whatever he wants. So the halacha is, so Amdu Achan, and one of the brothers got up, Asu Maimer Ben Shesayim, and made a Maimer, rabbinic, or Nasnu Get, a rabbinic divorce, which we never talked about. But if a person wants to make sure that none of the brothers can do Yibum, he can quickly give the Avam a rabbinic divorce, or Chaltu, or they did Chalitza, Mashal Asu Asu. It's 100% effective. Why not? Vimbalu Kanu. And if they did Yibum, it works. There's no reason not to, because this brother who's doing Yibum or Chalitza is not a Tzuadaka. He's a regular, healthy, kosher Jew. He can marry this woman, so he can do Yibum or he can do Chalitza. Rashi?
Is there an obligation, though?
Absolutely. She was married to Reuben, illegally, but married. Meisu Achim, what if the brothers died? The Amdu Hain and the Tzuadaka got up and did Asu Maimer Ben Shesayim. Made a Maimer. Or Nasu Get. Aisha Kholtu. Asha Asu Asu. It's effective. Vimbalu Kanu. And if they did Yibum, it's effective. Asu Lakaimum. But they're not allowed to stay married. Mishum Shinemer, they have a Tzuadaka. So this Brisa clearly states that if Tzuadaka does Yibum, it works. He's not supposed to do Yibum. It's allowed. And if he does Yibum, afterwards we tell him, sir, every time you live with your wife, you're ever alive. But the Yibum worked. Now the way we learned, there's no mitzvah of Yibum by Chayv Elavim. In fact, the Gemara of Yisrael Kedaitach, Chayv Elavim at the Raisa L'Chalitza Ramya, the Yibum Loi Ramya. If you're going to tell me the Chayv Elavim biblically has no mitzvah of Yibum, like you told me in the word Yivimtai, so then, in Balu Amaykam, so why does it work? There's no mitzvah. Rashi. Dr. Rashi. Hadakein Shepasek Meleda. He has no ability to procreate. V'hai lav mechai v'lav, and he's not a chai v'lav. And l'kamash m'lam, d'abagat v'lav bar aludihu. The Brisa is teaching me that even though he's not capable of having children, v'yaseh b'ya, l'knes yivemtoi, v'yaseh m'menu b'get. His bia is a bia, to be kind as Yavama, and she goes out with a get. V'nasnu get, klaimer, I nasnu get, I call to. The get be Yavama, what is a get helped by Yavama? There's no biblical get. Mahani l'mifstel olav akol achim. Rabbinically, it makes her usher to get Yibum. By giving the Yavama get, which is rabbinic, you basically say, no more Yibum, just Chalitza. Yibay l'yivu basul l'matzu, the kam l'mishub l'yivna. It's already, he's not allowed to do Yibum. Rabbinically. V'mbohu karnu, can I just finish the Rashi? V'yaitza beget, b'loi chalitza. V'asa l'kaim, and I say for koi. Going on the second case, meitzu v'achim, v'bohu heinesh yivemtoi, v'apsu adaka ki yaitza b'ayt. It's only going on the chai v'lav v'lav adaka. The old man can stay married to her. But the b'tu adaka and the krushavka cannot stay married to her. Our question is, if there's no mitzvah of Yibum, what do you mean they're kaina? They're not kaina. Yes, Avram.
Yeah, so we're talking now with a case of a regular law.
Correct.
And the
MS. We are learning now that there's no mitzvah of Yibum. That's what we said. Pasik said she's only for Chalitza, she has no mitzvah of Yibum.
And when you do Chalitza, that's for Chachila, it's fine. 100%.
But
the question is, no Zika, so.
It's not that it's no Zika. There's no mitzvah of Yibum.
No,
that's not true, because there's a mitzvah of Chalitza.
There's no Zika for Yibum.
If you want to word it that way, it makes you happy, it's fine.
No,
I mean, it's all semantics now.
No, I'm trying to understand it, how it's working.
Because the Torah said, this is a Zika, that there is no mitzvah of Yibum for. There's only one way to remove. No, we slung it up because we just said that Yibum does work. And for the Gemara El Amarav. So now we're retracting. You're 100% right. There is a mitzvah of Yibum, and the Torah never said that there's no mitzvah of Yibum. What we're going to do with the pasuk Yivimtai? We'll shelve it for now. We will come back to it. It's really a mitzvah of Yibum. And really, Asa should be Zaychalai Sasa. And really, L'chatchila, we should say he can do Yibum Tachai V'Lavin. Back to the question. The answer is, every lav has an assay. So every lav, you can't say Asa Zaychalai Sasa by a marital lav, because every Chai V'Lavin of marriage is also an assay. And therefore, we what? Elamarava, Amona min Erison, Nami Aseva Loisesu. Every Amona, Takai and Gadl, even if she never consummated the marriage, has an assay. The Siv, Kedai Shemir Lelikayim. The Pasik says they have to be holy. And the Torah said, Takayan, if you violate and marry a woman that you're not allowed to marry with a lav, you're also violating that say to be a holy. So there's every lav of a kayin marrying a chai v'lavin, he's violating a lav, also the assay of Kedai Shemiel. Well, Kedai Shemiel is written by Kahanim.
Is doing the act of Kalitza amidst the say of Kedai Shemiel?
No, but again, step back. Biblically speaking, he has a mitzvah of Yibum. His mitzvah of Yibum now comes into conflict with a lav and an assay.
Are you becoming that assay?
By not marrying her.
By Cheval Thompson?
Yes. Okay. You're acting holy.
You don't have to do an act.
No, every Kedashim to you is refraining.
That's what I'm saying. Maybe Kalita is that
act. Well, by refraining of Yibum is a Kedashim to you. But there's a mitzvah saseh to refrain. So if he would do Yibum, it would work.
Why?
He has a mitzvah of Yibum. So he's not allowed to do it. But if he did it, it worked.
Why?
Why not? That means he's not supposed to do it.
Well, I would say no. You can't. He's not strong enough to knock it off.
So it's not strong enough to knock it off. Doesn't mean it's not there. You're not supposed to do it, but if you did it, you got it. I say.
Maybe kedushin
is
not typhus.
Yeah.
There's no such thing. It's not true. Kedushin is typhus.
Baruch is thinking like me. Yeah.
But the Gemara is thinking not like you.
No, it's just supposed to apply to Yisrael.
What? Well, we're still midstream. We haven't finished that, you know what I mean?
I don't
get it. The Torah says an assay is not like a license of assay. Doesn't mean if you keep it, you haven't done the assay. You did the assay. You weren't supposed to. But you did the assay. That pasuk of Kedashim Yiyu Lelekeim, it's not the pasuk Kedashim Tiyu in Parshas Kedashim. This is Kedashim Yiyu at the end of Parshas Kedashim. I'm sorry, in Emor, in Parshas Emor, it tells Kahanim, you have to be holy. So we say, every time they do a marriage that has a lav, they're violating the assay that the Torah told them to be holy in their marriage. Again, I hate to say this, we got to give the Gemara 5 lines.
According to what Rebbe is saying now, Essay is not doing a Lashis Bukhoris, correct?
Correct.
And you know what? According to this, Kedushin is Tyson.
No, yes. It's not true.
Why?
Because there's a special halacha that says that no Kedushin is Tyson by Chai
Vakrisa. Okay, so that means the clause.
By the way, independent of the halacha of Ein Essay Daichalai Tessin Shiash Bekaris.
Why is it independent?
A guy walks over to his sister and does Kedushin with no mitzvah Yibum at all. He just does Kedushin. Is it work?
I'm
talking about that.
There's no mitzvah. Of course it's a mitzvah.
What do you mean? He's doing Kedushin. It doesn't work.
There's no mitzvah. What's the essay?
Mitzvah doesn't affect whether Kedushin is typhus.
I
want
to know
essay's
doing Kalosis to Shish Bukharis.
It's not.
If I have a mitzvah of a Yibum, is it knocking off Shish Bukharis?
No.
Okay. But what do you mean? The claw that we're saying here says really it is, but you shouldn't do it. Why is that different than an essay and a
because lodge? One is not eligible for marriage. The Torah said she's not eligible for marriage. And one, it's a lav and an assay. The Torah never directly said that there's no mitzvah of Yibum. The Torah never removed the mitzvah of Yibum.
Well, but that's Rebbe saying that deductively. Why are we mechali between the two? It's not strong enough to knock off. How can an essay knock off a lava and an essay? The essay and essay.
It's not knocking it off. You're not supposed to do it. You violate it. When essay is like a light essay, you're not violating anything. Here you're violating. But Kedushin is Taifa.
There's no reason to think that.
Okay, when a Kohen Gadol does Kedushin to Amana, forget it. When a Yid does a Kedushin to Mamzera, is he married to her?
Yeah.
The Torah said not to marry her.
That's what Torah is saying is that
Lechatchila
you shouldn't marry her. But
Kedushin
is Taifa. Right.
Okay, so the Torah said you shouldn't do Yibum, but Yibum is Taifa. What's the difference? What's the difference? That every time a client violates the law of marriage, he's also violating an assay. So therefore, Yibum is going up against the law and an assay.
Doing the Chalitza does not do that?
No, Chalitza doesn't go against anything. He's not marrying her, not living with her. He has a mitzvah of Yibum, he has a mitzvah of Chalitza. He can't do Yibum because the Torah didn't allow, said you're not strong enough. But if you did it, it worked.
So that's it's not strong enough to say that this type of a Yibum also exempts the Chalitza. It's not strong enough to do that.
No, because there's a mitzvah of Yibum.
Only Krisis does that.
Because by Krisis, there's no mitzvah of Yibum. Because it can't marry this woman. Mamzeres in the Sina Mayakilamim. But that works for a Kayan. How about a Yid in the Mamzeres? Siv, Viskadishtam, says another Pasik, Viskadishtam Vayisam Kadashim, and that's on everybody. Dr. Harris is right, the Gemara could have said Kadashim to you. In fact, the Gemara could call it Tarakulanam Yasav Eloy Tesahu. So every Lav, you're violating being holy. When you wear Kalayim and Tzitzis, you're violating being holy. The Torah said, keep all my lavin, be holy, refrain from what you're not allowed to do. So when you wear shatlis, you're wearing a lav and an assay. So how can tzitzis be daichet?
How can you ever say,
that's the question. You're 100% right. Fact the Gemara, so according to you, that this kadishtem is a assay on every lav, so no more assay on every lav. It says, this kadishtem. Dr. Ashi. Elam Rava Chayvi Lav and Nami Liyibum Lav Ramya. Hilchichim Balu Kadu. With the Kachalach of Amon Arusa, Shinafu the Kain Gadol. And Amon Arusa, the Velta Kain Gadol Tisiabe. The Yavi Asay, the Yitchas Loisessa. She push away the Amon Loisessa. Amon the Kain Gadol. In the Harrison, Nami is an Asay. So the Gemara says, so there goes. You're right. Really, biblically speaking, there's no Kedashim Yiyu, there's no Viskadishtam. It's a straight after Dachalai Sasa.
Even by Kohanim?
It's a straight after Dachalai Sasa. And really, biblically speaking, you should be able to do Yibum to Chai Vilav. And if you did it, it works. There's a mitzvah. I say Dachalai Sasa. Rabbanim made a gzeira. They said, hello, we don't want you doing Yibum. Because gzeira, Amonim and Eris said, Ato Amonim and Anasuan. We're afraid if we're going to let a Kohen Gadol do Yibum to an Amonim and Erison, he might end up doing Yibum to an Amonim and Anasuan. So therefore we said, you know what? Rabbinically, we don't want you to do Yibum. It's a rabbinic gzeira. We changed our whole tune. Biblically, there's a mitzvah of Yibum. And Yibum is Daicha the Lav, and really he could go and do Yibum, and he wouldn't be violating any biblical law at all. That's a Daicha Laisa. But the phrase is, the Kohen Gadol won't know the difference between Amonim and Erison, and Amonim and Anasuan. By one it's Daicha, and by one it's not Daicha. So they said, you know what? No Yibum. Frakti Gemari, that's great. But Mamzeres and Nesidim are Yikilim. But when a Mamzeres falls to Yibum, why aren't you letting him do Yibum? Esa Doicha Lai Sasa. Elo takta gemara gzeira b'mokem mitzvah shaloi b'alta shaloi b'mokem mitzvah. We're afraid that if we let you do yibum by mamzeres b'mokem mitzvah, it'll weaken the yisim mamzeres. People will say, oh, you're allowed to marry a mamzeres. And we don't want people to say that. So we said, don't do yibum. Rabbinically. Biblically, Esther's like a lot better. The Yisrael can be meyabim to mamzeres. Rabbanu, we're afraid if we let yibum to mamzeres, his next door neighbor is going to say, oh, you're allowed to marry a mamzeres. Frakti Gemara, Elamiyata, if that's the case, we should make Xer and say, you can't marry your paternal brother's sister, wife, because people will think you're allowed to marry a brother's wife, even if it's maternal. If you're afraid that people can't differentiate, so we should say, hello, no marrying, the way Tysus explains it, any half a brother, no yibum by half a brother. Either a total brother, because once you allow half paternal, people will think there's a mitzvah of yibum by maternal. Zakti Gemara. No, that we're not afraid of, because yibum benachlo tala rachmana. People know that yibum has to do with inheritance, and that's a paternal issue.
Come on, Rebbe.
May the idea. People know. Frakti Gemara. Isha she'ein labanim, like this yabim. A woman that doesn't have children, which are ban yibum, zerim mishum isha she'esh labanim. People will think, oh, I can marry, guy can say he can marry his brother's wife. What difference does it make if she has children or not? Nothing Gemara knows. Everybody knows that yibum babanim tala, where is it? Babanim tala rachman. Everybody knows that yibum has to do with children. Made the idea. Frankly, Gemara, ain't yisachar shalai balomai. Loitis yabum, zerim mishum ain't yisachar shalai haya balomai. Why aren't you afraid if you let him marry his brother's wife that he was in the same world, he'll end up marrying his brother's wife who died without children, who he never knew? Dr. Gemara, be yeshiva tala rachmana, made the idea. Everybody knows that they have to be in the same world. It's something that's very well known. Dr. Gemara, call anashim letisyab mekzerim mishim islandess. Why are we afraid if we let him do yibum, he might do yibum to an islandess? Dr. Gemara Leishchicha. It's so infrequent that we don't have to worry about it. Dr. Gemara Mamzeres and Nazin and Ami Leishchicha. So you're afraid. How many cases of Mamzeresin are there? So you're making Xeris, you might. So make up your mind. Are you making these long Xeris? You're not making these Xeris. Let's catch up with Rashi. There is no Rashi. So there goes that answer. It's not Xera. Because you start making Xeris, there's no end. And we're not making these Xeris. So therefore, there goes that answer. We're still stuck with the question. Why can't you do yibum to chayv lavan? You make gzera, so once you make gzeras, you should never do yibum, because you might do it to an islandess. Teretz says it's not frequent, either is a mamzeres or a tzina. So we're still left with the question. Elo amarabba. And this is the final answer. The Gemara is going to slug it up, but ultimately the Gemara will come back to it. Zera bir rishayna atu biyishliya. This is the final answer. The mitzvah asay of yibum is to marry your brother's wife. Asay is daicha leitzes. But a person is mekayim the mitzvah of yibum the first time he lives with his brother's wife. That's when he does the mitzvah. Staying married to her is not a mitzvah. He's allowed to, because the Torah said olkach eloi leisha. But the mitzvah asay of yibum is to live with her one time. That's what the pasuk says. This is where reason started interfering. The mitzvah that's saying yibum is go live with her. The minute he lived with her one time, she becomes his wife. She's not married to him, but he's kept the mitzvah of yibum. Staying married to her is no longer a mitzvah. It's like every other wife. So the lav would only be the first bia. If a guy would do yibum by chayv lavan, he would be allowed to live with her once, and then say adios, give her a get. He would be mekayem the mitzvah of yibum, and then he would have to divorce her. Chazal felt we can't let the guy do yibum, and then tell him he has to divorce her. We're afraid he's going to stay married to her, and if he stays married to her, he'll be violating lavan the rest of his life.
Every subsequent
beer is a love? Every subsequent beer is a love. Zeh Rabir Rishayna, Atu b'yishniya. The mitzvah saseh of Yibum is to live with her one time. And that's daicha lav. And biblically speaking, if he lives with her, he did the mitzvah of Yibum. And she's married to him. Kedushin is taifa. Kedushin is taifa. However, we're afraid he'll stay married to her. That's a lav. We can't have that. So they said no mitzvah Yibum. So it's a rabbinic zera. That's the final answer to Gemara. The reason there's no Yibum by Chayv Lavin is a rabbinic zera. That's the reason. What's the zera? He'll stay married to her. The mitzvah of Yibum is one time. After that, no mitzvah of Yibum. So it's a lav. So therefore, we can't have it happen.
There's no such thing as keeping.
And he's supposed to divorce her. One more minute.
Is that the halacha?
Yes. Meaning, what's the halacha? What's the halacha? I didn't get your question.
Yeah, is that the halacha that he has to divorce her?
He's not supposed to do Yibum because we're afraid he won't divorce her. So the Rabbanan said, don't do Yibum. If he did Yibum, he has to divorce her, correct?
You mean someone who has a lav, right?
What?
This only pertains to someone who has a lav.
Correct.
Can I ask you a question? I want to go back to the top of the page for a little bit. The Petua Daka, can they use artificial insemination to have children?
We'll talk about it in the eighth parish, the whole two blot or three blot about Petua Daka.
Okay.
So we'll worry about the halacha of Petua Daka then. By the way, it's very negaya, this halacha of Petua Daka. Much more people, I mean, we have a terem, but we'll talk about it in the eighth parish. Why get people all riled up now? We can get them all riled up in the eighth parish.
All right.
No idea what he just said.
The call that says you're supposed to bring people into the world to...
Yeah, but that doesn't require this woman.
Shevet.
That doesn't require this woman. Get another wife. Shevet is not for a particular lady. The mitzvah to live with this lady is one time. After that, she's like every other woman. There's nothing wrong. Usually, here there's a lav. When Reuben marries Leah, he has a mitzvah of Shevet, but Leah is not necessary. It could have been Rachel, it could have been Zilpah and Bilhah and Rivka and Sarah and Shprinza.
The knowledge that this guy can only legally do the Rishonah, enough of a reason for him to only want to.
Again, we're afraid that once he's married to her, it's not going to be easy to break up the marriage. It's a fact. It's a fear.
I'm surprised nobody asked. People know Nachman, Tali Rachmana, people know this. I'm going to go to Shomer Shabbos now, if I'm allowed in, and ask the question. Tell me, is Nachman thing that people can do? They
go.
Don't know that.
Go to Shomer Shabbos. Come tomorrow to Daven to Shomer Shabbos and ask the question. In the tent, 8:30.
The Gemara
is trying to say that. The Gemara falls off from all that.
No one knows anything.
If
you're not living
your bubbles, let me do Rashi. Let me do a few more lines of the Gemara. I want to do one more line of the Gemara. Tanya Nami Yachim Bolu Kana Babi Arishina. The Brisa says that. It works for one Bia. After that, it's a lot. Therefore, they made the Gemara. Rashi. The classic Zera Bia Rishina, the Mekayim Ba'asei, Matzi Lemitchi. That can be Daicha. Atu Bia Shnia, the way Matzi Lemitchi. The Mekayim Ba'asei. He already did the Asei. Right. Let's go now to Chai Vilavin and Asei, where it's not Daicha. Right. Amana min anesuin. Okay, I'll leave it for the next piece of Gemara. We'll leave it for the next piece of Gemara. I'm not going to do it for now. I'll leave it for the next piece of Gemara. Okay. No, I won't. I'll say it now. What would happen now, according to the Maskan of the Gemara, that I say Zaychalai says, and biblically speaking, you can marry El Chai Velav. You can do Yibam to El Chai Velav. Your Rabbanon interfered and they didn't let you. How about a Chai Velav and an Asay? Well, you're not supposed to do Yibam. Is there a mitzvah of Chalitza? Because we fell off of the thing that there's some women that only get Chalitza and don't get Yibam.
What do you mean by
Asay? Amonim and Anasuin. Where there's a mitzvah of Lav not to marry an Amonim, there's an Asay, but who Yishab Ipsalah Yikach? So if you were to do Yibam, he'd be violating an Asay and a Lav. What? Kind God will an Amana. Now, by regular Amana, we said, it's just a rabbinic thing. How about by Amana and Anasuan? They're biblically, he's not allowed to do it.
Is he over a lot every subsequent?
Forget about subsequent. He's not allowed to do Yibam. It's a lav and an Asay. There's a mitzvah Asay to marry a Psula. Not allowed to live with a Ba'ula.
Well, she's not a Ba'ula.
I said Amana and Anasuan. So here the Rishayim speak out. This is the Pasuk Yivimtai. The Maskana of the Gemara, the Pasuk that said there's a woman that has a mitzvah of Chalitza, even though there's no mitzvah of Yibum. The Gemara is agreeing with Avram Cohen that since there's a Lavan and Asay, there's no mitzvah of Yibum now. Because the Torah doesn't want you to do it. It's not Daicha. Well, it is Typhus. Kedushin is Typhus. Doesn't say Kedushin is not Typhus. It says you're not supposed to do it. If you do, you're violating a Lavan and Asay. So there's the Pasuk of Yevimtai kicks in. Here is the woman that has a mitzvah of Chalitza and no mitzvah of Yibam, which was Avram Cohen was screaming at the beginning of the Yamin. How can there be a mitzvah of Yibam when the Torah says the Farish don't do it? Like Croesus, he was screaming. He was right. At that point, the Gemara thought, you can still do Chalitza, even though there's no Yibam, and if Yibam did work. Now the Gemara is falling off. By a regular law, he can do Yibam even with Chatchila. That's a Zaychalaisa. The Rabbanan stepped in and said not. By a law and an Asay, there is no mitzvah of Yibam for you, because you can't do it. Because even biblically, you can't do it. So there should be no mitzvah of Chalitza. Comes along the Pasuk Yevimtai. This is the one woman that she has a lav and an asay, Dr. Tyra, we have a mitzvah of Chalitza, even though there's no mitzvah of Hebrew.
Only one case.
Kayin Gadlin and Amana. Minana Suim. That's what Tyson speaks out, and Tyson Sarah. Which other case? Tell me any other woman that there's a lav and asay. Give me a case. We've dropped the Kedoshim. We said if that's the case, every mitzvah in the Torah has an asay. We pulled back on that.
No, but Kahanim,
what's the answer to that question?
What?
So why doesn't, the bottom line is, why doesn't everything have Kedoshim?
Because Kedoshim is not going on any specific. It's a general behavior.
Even though
it's
by Kahuna?
Even by Kahuna?
Not by Kodgal.
Even by Kain Gadol, it's not Kedoshim. It's a special mitzvah saseh, but who is Shabib Salah Yikach? We're not using that. We fell off of that. Because if we use that, every lab would have an asay. So at the end of the day, Chai V'Lavim, biblically, you can do Yibum. Chai V'Lavim and an asay, you can't do Yibum. If you can't do Yibum, you shouldn't be able to do Chalitza. Comes along Yevimtai and says there's a mitzvah of Chalitza. Everybody should have a wonderful Shabbos. I will be here live in Meretz Hashem.